The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, I have on this segment my very esteemed everyday juicer, Ray Dustar, usually with me. He called me at the last minute and he had a big, bad interview with some big, bad TV show. And so guess what? It is just me. What we were set to do today is talk about vitamins. Do you know what they are and why you take them? And I thought, you know what? I think I got this. I do. I think I can take this on my own because I talk about this all the time. And one of the things that I think is so very important, the first top tier thing that I want you to realize is that vitamins and minerals, okay, they are not just a couple aisles at your health food store, all right? So I have gone through a couple degrees. So I was a bachelor degree nurse back in Kirchhoff School of Nursing in Allendale, Michigan. I was fascinated with nursing and just caring. I wanted to care for people, right? And nursing was such a great education to do that. But a lot of biochemistry. And then when I went to naturopathic medical school, I had all of those biomedical sciences again. But biochemistry, when you take a biochemistry course, you start to understand, wow, these vitamins and minerals are cofactors. They are responsible for every single enzymatic reaction in your body. Let me give you an example that I think that we can all sort of kind of resonate with. Excuse me. So we all know of the feel-good neurotransmitter serotonin, right? Well, serotonin actually gets converted into melatonin. But there's something that actually converts there's a building block to serotonin, and that's tryptophan. Now, of course, when I was going to school, I'd have all sorts of, I have a little catch in my throat. I apologize. I had all sorts of little ways to remember this and take tests on it, like Sarah got tripped and all that stuff, right? But tryptophan is an amino acid. It's a building block of serotonin, and serotonin then goes on to be converted into melatonin. Now, of course, there's different needs for everybody, and there's different things that predict those amounts and those rates of conversion. But tryptophan cannot actually go to serotonin without vitamin B6 and vitamin C and a little bit of zinc. Those are necessary cofactors. They create enzymatic reactions. Now, for example, in our real world, why would we be lacking in serotonin? Well, the number one nutrient that's disrupted from the oral contraceptive, you might have heard Ross Pelton, he was on my show a couple weeks ago, the problem with the pill is the oral contraceptive plummets levels of B6. You don't have enough B6, right? A great vitamin. You can't get tryptophan if you're eating it, you know, in turkey would probably be the first thing that comes to my mind and everybody else's, to serotonin, then on to melatonin. And just think about how many people in the United States have problems with sleep, have problems with feeling that just, oh my gosh, it's so great to be alive. Well, that's a vitamin and a mineral, and that might be while you're taking them. And I think that it also makes me just think about this crazy spin with all of these headlines that have been coming out recently about multivitamins. And I've covered this in various ways on my show, but you know, I'm just going to recap. This is sort of adopted from my lovely friend, Dr. Walter Crinian. We're going to get him on the show too, because he's got a lot to offer when it comes to environmental medicine, sort of why you can't heal and why it's so hard these days, what we can't see, even as practitioners that are lurking inside your body like heavy metals and solvents and things. You know, but I read this article that he taken the spin out of this whole multivitamin thing. So it was CBS News recently reported, and there was a bunch of headlines because they kind of catch on like a bad virus. Multivitamins offer no health benefits and might even be harmful. That was the headlines. So they drew this conclusion, this crazy conclusion, because the report was, oh, the case is closed. You know, you multivitamins are a complete waste of money. So the main idea behind taking a multivitamin mineral is to provide daily intake of vitamins and minerals that one should be getting from their diet, but typically aren't. I'll give you an example. I talk about thyroid I lecture to doctors. I see a lot of thyroid patients, or people, excuse me, I should say, that are dealing with thyroid disorders in my practice. The thyroid is very nutrient dependent, right? And selenium, for sure. Well, guess what? Selenium, you can't find anywhere in conventionally farmed soils. You just can't, right? So this is a reason to supplement, perhaps. I mean, this is one of the main driving forces behind the intake of organic foods and multivitamins. People want to ensure that they don't have any nutritional gaps. So a couple of the things about, you know, starting to say the recent media blitz about the lack of the benefits of daily use of multivitamins, they were unleashed after the publication of the most recent installation of over 14,000 physicians who took Centrum Silver daily for approximately 11 years. Okay, this last article that was reported on the effect of supplementation on their cognitive function and found that those taking this particular supplement, this brand, Centrum Silver, for 11 years had no better mental function than those who didn't. But this is only the latest installment of these long-term trials. It's not the review of total benefits or lack thereof of multivitamins. And I think this is one of the most important things to really understand when we're getting in to talking about the headlines. Okay, to gain a broader perspective, we need to look at all the previous papers, okay? All of them, not just this single one that is then extrapolated. Because what happens is, you know, my question seriously is, How is it that these news outlets can get they major news agencies get something so easy to track down with a computer, with PubMed, right? Get the important information so wrong. Well, I think we're going to be able to see more and more of this as this is a consumer-driven movement. I've always said people are wanting more. They're starting to learn you're very, very smart. If you weren't, you wouldn't be listening to Radio MD. But we've got to be able to understand effective doses. We also have to be able to understand when it comes to multivitamins and minerals and actually taking them, hey, what companies out there are just simply providing a label claim? What does that mean? Well, it means that they're claiming something on the label. They've got all of these ingredients listed, but if you look over and you start to realize and know a little bit more, it's like fairy dust sprinkling dosage amount. It's not going to have a body claim. We want to encourage and educate folks to look at the manufacturing processes of people that are doing it right. And there's ways, and we'll have more information about this, where you can actually take something for its intended use, and these nutrients are dosage dependent, okay? Especially if you're using them for one thing or another. If I've got somebody who's got Hashimoto's or, you know, sort of an autoimmune thyroiditis, that selenium, I want to kind of push up a little bit for a period of time, sometimes 600, 800 micrograms. Now, a daily value is another thing, okay? But if I'm using it as clinical nutrition, or if, let's say, I'm repleting something. I just had a patient this morning who had a very low vitamin D level. The range was 30 to 100, and hers came in at a whopping 17.6. Now, even if it was 31, I'd say it was low, because then you're one click above rickets, right? That's the whole vitamin D deficiency and what you're going to get, a bone disease because of it. 17, that's pretty low. And you know, vitamin D is a hormone and it affects so many things, your ability cognitively, immune-wise, pain. And I certainly, you know, the average recommended daily intake of vitamin D at this point in time might have been adjusted in the past few months that I didn't catch on to is about 400, 600 IUs. I instantly put this person on higher dosage because we need to replete that vitamin, okay? So what are vitamins and why do you take them? Well, it all depends. I think it's extremely important too for me as a I'm a lot, but as a consultant in the natural product industry, I know what it looks like to source an ingredient. I know that in that one little small pill that's smaller than the tip of my little pinky that claims it's now got cognitive function and heart prevention and anti-aging and fat loss, all these claims in this one little thing, if it sounds too good to be true, guess what, folks? That's not why we're taking multivitamins, and it's not why we're taking multivitamins and minerals. All right, these things are very important. It's how our bodies run. And we're going to be talking much, much more about that. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Dr. Holly Lucille.